This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and on the phone with me, the man whose album will be in stores November 21st. We're all crossing our fingers that there is no way this album gets pushed back because we need it now, and it's not soon enough. Please welcome Akon. How you doing?
What's up, baby?
So great to have you.
That's what's up, man.
First thoughts, Smack That, unbelievable single featuring Eminem. At any point in the process, were you worried that radio was not going to accept the content or the chorus?
We was worried more for BET. Because they did so many edits to that song, we didn't think we was going to even have any words left. But other than that, man, we knew the record was a smash when we left it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
We had to make it to where it fit his personality and it fit my personality, but it was yet something that people wouldn't expect me and him to do together.
Everybody had an idea that it was possible after they heard the Akon and Obie Trice collaboration on Snitch.
Wow. Yeah.
See, from there, I knew.
You knew?
I knew. I mean, you could have called me up.
Well, come on,
you
see, man. You see it before it happens.
I try.
You know what's ironic is that's the record that pretty much opened the door for me and him to actually get in and record. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because I've always been a fan of his work, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like the kid was a genius and ain't no rapper really touching him. So it was just ironic that when I got to the studio after Obie set it up, he had records already lined up for me to get on. You know, it was touching to know that he was just as big of a fan of me that I was of him. You know what I'm saying? So it made the record so much easier to create because there was no egos, no none. We just clicked instantly, man. Made it happen.
I was going to ask you, it was one of those, you scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours. We're going to get this done.
Yeah, it's that literally.
Akon, you've had so many hits at radio since your last album on the production tip. Now, what is it that is more satisfying for you? Is it producing and doing a chorus for another artist, or is it knowing that you yourself, without help from anybody, wrote, produced, and recorded your own material and saw its success?
Man, it was just, it's more of knowing that I wrote, produced.
Yeah.
And I pretty much dictated what was going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that's really the kick, just knowing, okay, people ain't really listening to this right here, so let me make something like this that's totally opposite from what people are looking for. And watch it hit. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because that's the greatest part, because it's harder to get those kind of records played because it don't fit the format of what's normally being played. It's like, it's either the record is either a smash and it's going to get played, or it's not going to get played, period. You know, and just, I was just blessed that normally when people hear those records, and sometimes they don't even know it's produced by me. They just like the record. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But normally, if you hear me on the record and I'm actually singing on it, then I produced the record.
You see, you got that full package. Not a lot of people offer both skills. Okay, I'll do the chorus for you. Yeah, you know, I'll do the production for you. You get Akon. You get the production. You get the chorus. You don't need Nate Dogg. It's perfect.
Yeah. Why not?
Akon, someone that you've collaborated with that I don't think a lot of people know about is Sir Elton John. And Elton has come out talking about how he has a rap album on the horizon. Can we expect that you guys working together will be seen on that album?
You never know.
You got to give me something better than that. Come on now.
Never know.
I'm going to get out of you by the end of this interview, I promise.
You just might, and you just might not. Maybe not.
All right. Well, besides the fact that your album, Convicted, is in stores November the 21st, you just got yourself a distribution deal through Interscope, Con Live Records.
Yep, Con Live Distributions, man. This is one of the biggest deals signed this year. Man, I was so proud of myself for just accomplishing that part of it. You know, we got Earl Ray, which is the first artist that we're going to release from it. He's like a Southern R&B kid, just ridiculous.
Man. Okay.
And then we just signed Chili, which, you know.
Of course.
Yep. So you can imagine what her album's going to sound like when I get to it. And then, you know, don't forget the T-Pain's album is dropping 2007. Definitely look out for that. That album is out of here and ready to go. And I just got a little kid named Dollar. He's like the next Eazy-E.
Okay.
No, like when you hear this kid, though, he's on another level. Like, really, that was something that rap was missing for a minute.
Akon, do you feel like at this point, because of all the success that you've seen, you're almost going to be like to people who don't jump on that bandwagon at this point? Listen, I had 6 hot radio singles, and at one point or another, people were sleeping on them. Now, finally, I'm in the limelight. If you weren't on before, I don't want you on anymore.
Nah, I never had that attitude. Like, I always felt back then, if you don't jump on now, you're going to miss the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always feel like, okay, the best time to grab somebody is when they're new and fresh and nobody had grabbed them before. Then it makes sense. And it means more because you could easily say, yeah, I was one of the first cats to use him. I always knew he was going to be dope. Whereas you wait till I'm hot and then come grab me, it's going to cost you so much more money to grab me then. Now it's like $300,000 for a chorus. You're like, man, I could have had him when he was only 15 grand.
Exactly.
So it's not really, the longer you wait, the more you pay. That's all that is. But I still do the record.
Of course, it's money, baby.
Now you just gotta pay now.
Hey, Kanye, you got the album dropping, you got the record distribution deal, and a lot of people think you stopped there, but I know you don't. You have a clothing line on the way, and it's something that I found out about. Very impressive. You established a diamond supply and a mining company that supplies diamonds. Now, I'm going to throw you a little jab here. I'm rocking a cubic zirconia right now. I could really
use... No, we
got to
fix that, man. We gotta
I was going to say, we do.
Yeah, we definitely got to fix that. But I got the Convict clothing drop in February. We're going to be at the Magic this year. It's like straight street denim. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jeans, track jackets, hoodies, tees, caps. You know what I'm saying? Straight street wear. And then, of course, we got Aliyun, A-L-I-A-U-N-E, which is like the most... Like, it's this upscale, you know what I'm saying, more catered to the women, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then and also catered to the guys that really like to dress, that like blazers and really expensive denim and stuff like that. So we got both sides of it. And of course, you know, the diamond line is really, like, we're really launching that off heavy. Like, we're supplying half the diamond district now as we speak to wholesalers. And pretty much what I do with that, I just supply the wholesalers, and then the wholesalers supply the retailers.
I like that.
Yeah, that way you can stay behind the scene, no threat, you know, you ain't taking nobody business. Let the retailers fight with the wholesalers, and I just make sure the retailers supply to do that.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is when I'm crazy enough to decide and settle down with a woman, I need to buy an engagement ring. I need to call you up, and
oh,
you're
yeah.
going to hook me up.
Because I will get it to you way cheaper than what you will buy it for at wherever you decide to buy it. You'll get it literally at the price the wholesalers get it for.
Akon, the entrepreneur in you, amazing. It really, truly is. Some people, they're satisfied with a record deal. You didn't stop there. And I don't really think anything's going to hold you back. Are you going to jump into the food industry maybe, get a peanut butter or something like that?
Well, actually, I was trying to get White Castles.
Really?
I wanted to open up a franchise of White Castles in Atlanta, but they won't let me.
Why is that?
White Castles, you know, see, that's what I'm saying. Nobody really knows what White Castles is. White Castles is like the... They like real small burgers. 79 says you can't eat just one because you're going to crave for it.
Of course.
It's like, incredible. I grew up eating those, and I can only eat them when I'm in New York or in the Midwest.
So are we saying that White Castle is racist? Is that what it is?
Nah, I'm not saying that. But I've been trying to get it. They said, well, they stopped franchising it. They're not making any more of it.
All right, well, you know what? You just need to boycott their services and their burgers. Forget
about
it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Then I won't be able to eat them. And I was going to open it just so I can be able to go and get it free anytime I wanted.
Well, that and you'd be able to brag probably because you'd be the only person.
In the far south with some White Castle.
Exactly.
And that's what I really wanted to do, but it can't happen, man.
Listen, I hope this does not stop you at all from
attaining. No, it's not. I'm going to find a way to do it. I just call it Black Castles.
I like that idea right there. I'll be an investment holder.
Okay.
Akon, the first album entitled Trouble. Now you're coming with Convicted. Are we going to wrap the third of the trilogy up with maybe Exonerated, Escaped, Released? Where are we going with it? I know you're always thinking into the future.
Man, you mean with the album Convicted, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most... I mean, this album is incredible, man. A lot of people wasn't sure if I was going to outdo this first album. But this definitely did it. Like, this album is so, it's like an upscale version of Trouble. And there's certain songs off there that actually continues off the Trouble album into the Convicted album. Like, the record is crazy. Like, when you hear it, production is on a whole nother level. The writing aspect of it is on a whole nother level. You know, I kind of limited the features on it because I always want people to get to know who Akon is as the artist because they're still trying to figure me out. And in a way, I'm letting them know that I'm really not, you can't really put me in a box because I do all kind of music. I do street records. I do pop records. I do international records. So you got to know I'm an overall artist. You know, I got fan bases in every direction. You know what I'm saying?
Certainly.
So it's one of them albums that covers every area. And it's crazy. And you're going to love it.
Well, it should arrive in stores just in time for people to pick up a copy.
Definitely.
So they can stock a stuffing, give a holiday gift. I'm excited. I wish it was coming out October 21st instead of November. So that means
too.
You're going to have to slide me the early advance copy, right?
All
right.
No, yo, don't worry. I'm going to make sure you get the clean copy so you can blast it on the radio.
I appreciate that, fam. Go ahead. Give everybody a MySpace address, a website where they can find out more about this release.
Actually, you can reach me on Akon at, I think it was Akon, dot MySpace. Is that my MySpace address? It is. That's it. Just MySpace.com/Akon. Oh, well, there it is.
So I'm assuming you check that on a daily basis, right?
No, but see, the one I'm checking, I don't go into MySpace.Akon. It's another code that they give me where I can go in and actually change, you know, answer mail and change photos and edit it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and talk to all those women who are madly in love with you.
I was giving out my password. I'm tripping. I'm giving out the wrong address.
It's good.
MySpace/Akon.com.
Akon, it was a pleasure hanging out with you. I wish you nothing but the best of luck on this album. And I'm telling you right now, this is a prediction. If you don't go double platinum, after the first month, I'm going to start a boycott of the entire music industry right
and
now.
And guess what? I'm going to be right behind you butt naked with a picket sign.
Beautiful. We'll get a couple of them. We'll go cross country. We'll make a big step.
Let's do it. We'll do a butt naked marathon. Sell more records. Buy my album. Or are we going to pee?
I'll tell you what. You know, at that point, the publicity that we'll get for doing that,
I think it will sell the records.
Exactly.
That will sell the records forever. My dog, Z. Come on, man. You already know. You don't see him without seeing me.